Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over vacuum system bags. I'll go over some of the difference in the microns you can use for the vacuum system bags. I'll go over the OEM bags and also go over some aftermarket vacuum system bags that you can purchase. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partners since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy, and solutions and expertise to do it right. And if you're not familiar with the OEM abbreviation, that comes from the auto industry. That means original manufactured part. And so the bags that are made by Riptide, PowerVac, Hammerhead, and the Bottom Feeder, I'll refer to in this video as the OEM bags. And then the aftermarket bags will be, of course, the aftermarket vacuum bags. And these are not made by the manufacturers. They're independent manufacturers that make these bags. And I'll go over some of the options you have with the vacuum system bags when you want to go with the OEM or with the aftermarket bag. And first off, let's start talking about the micron and what the micron level is in each of these bags and what they actually represent. And so to preface this talk on microns, just so you know, if you're in the industry, a sand filter will filter down to about 30 to 40 microns. A D filter will filter down to about 2 to 5 microns. And a cartridge filter, I've heard anywhere from 10 to 20 microns. And so you're going to get the best filtration of dirt, of course, using a system vac and vacuuming into the filter. But the smallest micron bag currently on the market, I know Riptide is working on a 25 micron bag, I believe. But the smallest one right now on the market currently that's available is a 57 micron by the Bottom Feeder. And both PowerVac and Riptide have a 60 micron bag. And then you have different microns, 75, 80, 90, 100, 120, 140, 200, 400, and so on. And so, I guess not so on, 400 seems to be the top of the micron chain. And so basically, the pick of micron is based on how much fine particles are in the pool. Now, if you do use a 57 or 60 micron bag, don't be surprised if you have to stop while you're vacuuming, because what happens is that bag will fill with the fine dirt, and it'll coat the bag, and then the water can't get through because of the resistance. And you have a 30-pound thrust motor on the PowerVac, let's say, for instance, trying to push that water through the small pores in that bag, the 60-micron bag. And so you'll find that the bag fills up with water, as well as the dirt that's coating it, and making it very hard to push the cleaner on the bottom, even causing some buoyancy where it lifts off the bottom of the pool. And so a 60-micron bag may not be optimal in a lot of situations because of that reason. However, it's good for spas, water features, things like that. I don't think I would use it to vacuum a pool in lieu of manually vacuum a pool with a lot of dirt and dust because of that drawback of the fact that it won't let the water through at a rapid enough pace, and it'll cause like a kind of like a balloon effect, so to speak, with the water in there. And so that's the drawback with the smaller micron bags. And so from my experience, I think the sweet spot in the microns of a bag in my general area, now the area differs also, you may have less fine dust and debris in your area, but in my area of Southern California, I think for me, a 75 to 120 micron bag would be ideal. You really can't tell a huge difference between the 75 all the way to 120 micron. You can see that the 75 does pick up more of the finer dirt, but in reality, there's not a huge difference between those micron levels. So anything in that range is perfect for my area. Other areas of the country where you don't have a lot of fine dust and debris, a 200 micron bag would be perfect. Even a 400 micron bag in a lot of situations would be ideal. And just as a rule of thumb, the higher the micron, the longer the bag should last you. So if you have a 60 micron bag from PowerVac, say it's the yellow bag, it's not going to last as long as their 400 micron bag. And so if you're looking to invest in a bag for longevity, and the depth doesn't really matter, then I would go with a 200 or 400 micron bag. This would be ideal as far as the longevity of the bag. Plus, it still picks up, of course, all the leaf debris, which is what these vacuum systems are actually designed for. They're not really designed for the fine particle dust. And I think the reason why the manufacturers do make a very fine micron bag is because we're kind of lazy in California and Arizona. We don't want to manually vacuum any pools. And so if we can get down to 60 microns, we're fine with that. But generally speaking, it's not really ideal for, you know, Florida or Texas, for areas where you have large leaf debris. That 60 micron bag is going to wear out pretty quickly. So let me touch on some of the manufactured bags. I mentioned the PowerVac 60 micron bag and the Bottom Feeder 57 micron bag. I'm a big fan of both of those bags. They work really good. The Riptide, I think the ideal bag would be their 75 micron. I love that bag. That's the one I use on my Riptide. 75 microns is a sweet spot for me. Again, this is California. So if you're in an area where you have larger debris, you may want to go for a higher micron bag. And let me touch on some aftermarket bags here. So you have Mako bags. You could find these bags at makobag.com. And currently, their microns vary by season or by year. And currently they have an MX120, which is a 120 micron bag. And they have an MX140, which is a 140 micron bag. Not a huge difference in microns there, but you can definitely choose if you want to go with a higher or lower micron. And again, that's makobags.com. And the price point is excellent. At the recording of this podcast, you can get both these bags for $20 each. If you want to compare that to the OEM bag, Riptide bags are about $35. And the PowerVac bags are anywhere from $35 to $40, depending on which bag you're getting. And so $20 per bag is definitely a huge savings. The bags are really well made. They have a drawstring similar to the Hammerhead type bags, and they stay on really well. I think you wouldn't go wrong by getting a bag by Mako Bag, and you can buy them directly from their website. They also have a couple other bags available. They have a heavy duty bag, and they have a spa bag also available. I've tested and used these bags, and I can say that the Mako bags hold up really well, and they are really a great fine micron bag. And definitely you're going to save a lot of money by going with the bag. You're not going to sacrifice quality. They fit all the vacuum systems. They're universal, so they'll fit the Bottom Feeder, the Hammerhead, the PowerVac, and the Riptide. And so definitely if you're looking to save money on your bags, I wouldn't hesitate to go to makobags.com. That's makobag.com. And there's another aftermarket bag that you can also purchase. It's called the Clear Pool Bag. You can purchase them at bulkpoolbags.com. That's bulkpoolbags.com, bulkpoolbags.com. And the name kind of signifies how you purchase these bags. You buy them only in bulk on the site. So you can buy sets of 5, 10, or 20 bags. Currently, they sell 3 different micron sizes, plus a green pool cleanup bag. And it's a 90 micron, a 200 micron, and a 400 micron. And I personally have tested these bags myself. They're really a great bag, well-made, handmade in Mexico, and I definitely would recommend getting these because of the price point when you buy bulk. So if you're looking for one or two bags, Mako bags would be a great choice. They sell them individually. On this site here, you can only buy these bags in bulk, and definitely by buying in bulk, you're going to save a lot of money. For 5 bags on the site, it's $100. For 10 bags on the site, it's $175. And for 20 bags, it's $300. And so if you do the math on the bags, of course, that's $20 per bag for the 5-pack. And then $17.50 for 10. And then 20 goes into 300 15 times, I believe. So that means that if you buy 300. If you buy 20 at a time, that's going to be $15 per bag. You could buy 300, I guess, at a time. So that's $15, $17.50, and $20, depending on how many you buy at once. And you can mix and match these bags if you buy 10 or more, or sets of 5, I think it is. You can check out the website and find out there. And I definitely think that the price point I'm buying in bulk, if you have a crew with a lot of vacuum systems, this is definitely the way you want to go. And you can buy your supply of vacuum bags by buying the 5 or 10 pack, depending on how often you use your vacuum system. And so I think this is a great concept and a great new way to purchase your vacuum system bags. It's kind of the Costco approach where you buy everything in bulk. And these have the bungee cord attachment, kind of like the power vac. And so you would use the bungee cord, you would adjust it and zip tie it down. And I'm a big fan of the bungee cord type attachment. I think they hold on really well. And of course, these are universal to all the vacuum systems, the power vac, the bottom feeder, the Riptide, and the Hammerhead. And the bags are, again, handmade in Mexico and would be a great choice for an aftermarket bag. I think the micron choices are great for all the regions. I think the 90 micron would be very comparable to the Mako 120 micron bag or the Riptide 75 micron bag. Again, there's not a huge difference between 75 and 120 from my testing, but you'll notice a difference, I think, on the higher microns. If you have a 400 micron bag, you'll notice more dirt going through it. But other than that, the microns available on all the systems and from the OEM bags to these two aftermarket companies will give you a good range depending on your region and what you require out of your bag as far as how fine you want to pick up things with these bags. So just as a little side note, if you're using a 60 micron or 75 micron bag and a customer breaks some glass and it falls in the pool, you definitely don't want to use that bag to pick up the glass. It'll probably tear the bag because of the material. And you don't want to use it if you have sharp twigs in the pool or maybe like rose bush cuttings. Maybe the gardener trimmed them and they're in the pool. You want to use a higher micron bag, like a 200 or 400 micron, definitely with that kind of debris. And so the smaller micron bags are more fragile than the larger micron bags. So keep that in mind when you go to the smaller micron sizes. And then, of course, I'm often asked, what's the average lifespan of a vacuum system bag? And that really depends on how often you use it. Sometimes you're going to be using it in certain areas every day, and so the bag's going to definitely wear out quicker. If you use it just maybe one or two times a day during the week, of course, that bag will last a lot longer. And then, as I mentioned earlier, how many microns that it filters down to is a pretty big factor in how long the bag is going to last. I've had 60 micron bags last me 2 weeks. I've had 400 micron bags last me 2 months. So it just depends on the usage, and the microns, I think, are a big factor. So definitely if you can get away with going with a higher micron bag, you definitely want to do it. I think 200, 300, 400 microns would be great in many areas. It's not going to really make a big difference if you have a lot of large leaf debris and you're not worried about the dust coming through the bag. Then the higher micron bag is definitely better and more durable and long-lasting. And so if you're price conscious, I definitely would go with the higher micron. If you're looking to clean a pool on a more fine-tuned basis, then the smaller micron bag would be definitely your choice. And I mentioned they're very regional here in California. I definitely think the 75 to 120 micron bag is ideal because we do have some fine dust in the pool and sand. But I suggest getting different microns and checking them out and trying them out. Usually the vacuum system will ship with a 100 micron bag when you purchase a vacuum system. And that's kind of your litmus test or where you want to set the bar or the curve. And then you would go down and up depending on if you want to try a 60 micron or 200 micron or 400 micron bag. And you're going to kind of gauge that off the 100 micron bag that's sent with you with your vacuum system. And if you're interested in either the aftermarket Mako bag, you can find them on my website, swimmingprolearning.com. Just go to pool products, scroll down to Mako bags. And if you're looking for the clear pool bag, scroll down to that. It'll take you to the bulkpoolbag.com site where you can purchase those bags in bulk. And if you're in the industry and you want to enhance your business or you're starting out, definitely check out my coaching program. A lot of great benefits for joining that. And you can learn more about the coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick. If you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.